Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. Sit back, relax, grab your favorite beverage, and let's find out what kind of wonderful messages we are going to receive today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So, DC, tell everyone about you.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher. I'm also certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and I'm a Blog Talk host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But Joan has been such a blessing in my life because as she came in, she left this door open, and others have walked through it. And I've had the ability to connect with this amazing mixture of divine source. And prior to doing this beautiful work, my background was in law enforcement, but I've now hung up my .357, and love is my revolver. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. Okay, I'm almost exactly where I need to be. I love it when the day starts out with my computer deciding that it's just not going to work. It's like it's telling me it's too early in the morning. Leave me alone. I don't want to do it. Which is why we have all of these wonderful
right here. So I'm holding on to my desk as your computer is getting ready. I'm just holding on. I think I need to fasten a seatbelt here.
Okay. Now, I am ready to tell everyone about me. Let's see. I am Barbara Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. This helps them to get out of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I stand in the energy of unconditional love with all of my clients. My sessions are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving clients the freedom to be. And I do all of this using divine infinity healing and my abilities to connect with guidance through the channeling. It's all about helping others to recognize the truth of who they are and to make the changes in their lives. So you can learn more about either DC Love or me by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll down the page, you'll find pictures of both of us and Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So if you want to connect with DC, that's one of the ways you can do it. And you'll already be on one of my websites, so feel free to look around. Find out whatever it is that you are looking for, because there's free information there for you too. All right, so DC, what do you have for us today?
Well, Barbara, I want to start off by saying yesterday afternoon I had the opportunity to attend a beautiful healing mass in my area. We have a church. We actually have two churches that are approximately maybe 15, 20 minutes away from me. And each of these churches, they've had miracles happen. So I feel really blessed to be in the area that I live. And I did attend a mass yesterday afternoon. And the mass that I attended is just a healing mass. It's not an ordinary mass. People come from all over, you know, to ask for miracles and blessings, you know, with all different kinds of problems, whether it's, you know, physical, spiritual, emotional, or mental. And they present, you know, their issues at this mass. And I did make a post on Facebook, you know, that I pray for everyone's intentions, and the energy is still there. As they read it, they, you know, they could connect with this energy. But this miraculous church, I mean, I can't say enough about it, and I think my head is still in the clouds because from that mass, my friend and I, we experienced, I don't know what it was, but we just felt like so uplifted. And I feel like I said, I feel like I'm floating on clouds right now, Barbara, but I just want to give one example of a miracle that had occurred during the mass. There was a man during the mass, he ended up having a heart attack during this mass. He actually died during the mass. Two nurses were in the mass at the time. They rushed over to him. The man had no pulse. He stopped breathing. And he actually, for a few minutes, he had died. And the priest that was there, they have this beautiful icon of Mother Mary, and it cries this beautiful oil called a myrrh, and it's a miraculous oil. He let it drip on this gentleman, and the gentleman took a breath. He opened his eyes, and he began singing, "Mary, Mother of God, save me." So that's just one of the miracles that has occurred there, Barbara. So I want to read a channeled message now. I mean, this is, like, totally amazing. I want to read a channeled message that I received from this mass, and it's from Mother Mary. "Blessings of love. I'm Mother Mary, am with you at this moment. Many of you have asked for miracles. Never give up hope or stop believing. You must believe in the unexplainable mysteries that life holds. Beloved children, give glory to God for all things. Anything is possible. God is real. You are divinely guided. One must have faith. Prayer is powerful. When you pray, believe that your prayers have been answered. You are surrounded by angels. They carry your request to heaven. Allow my love and light to guide you. Our hearts connect and beat as one. Feel your heart overflowing with my love and the sacredness of life. Breathe deeply and accept the healing that is occurring. Your prayers are always answered, although they may be answered in a way you did not expect. Release all that is not love. Let go. Let God. Again, fill your heart overflowing with love and notice the subtle warmth that is being felt as it expands. Embrace this loving energy and know you are never separate from Source. Align your heart with this purifying energy. Consciously raise your vibration. Let each breath fill you with continued strength. As you do, you will feel a heightened sense of awareness and renewed health. Each of you are connected to Source and are a part of the great I Am presence. You are ascending. Merge now with the love, joy, profound wisdom, and compassion that await you. Share these gifts with others and notice how you uplift and illuminate their lives. Forgive others and become empowered as you align with peace and grace. Forgiveness is purifying as it releases toxins that have been living within. Beloved children, you are so loved. Honor yourself and others. Be open to receiving the gifts that each new day holds. Be grateful for all the blessings that have been bestowed upon you. The more that you are grateful for, the more you will be open to receiving. You are here to serve a higher purpose. Your existence is important. You are a perfect creation. You are a representation of divine love. Be happy, be well, be loved. It is your divine birthright. Be a blessing to someone today. Connect with your joy and notice how your heart and your soul resonate with this beautiful energy. Allow joy to inspire you. It is the frequency of creation and your divine connection. When life is tough, pray. When life is good, pray. I am always with you, pouring love on all you do. Close your eyes and breathe, beloved children. You will feel me holding you in my heavenly embrace. You are loved and protected. I love you, Mother Mary. And, Barbara, that was the message that I received from Mother Mary from this beautiful mass. I do have a message that I am being guided to read as well, one that I had channeled from Jesus. Beloved children, I am here today to ask each of you to resonate with love and light. May peace fill every fiber of your being. You have infinite power within you. Will you use that power to bring peace to the world and ensure a better tomorrow for all of God's children? Allow everything that is not filled with divine love to be released. All it takes is your willingness to let go. It is now time to evolve, to be transformed and empowered. Breathe in the divine energy of pure, unconditional love. Feel this beautiful, omnipotent healing energy wash over you. Know that you are one with all that is. Allow this beautiful love to permeate the depths of your heart and expand outward and flow to every person in the universe. Stand in your truth. Own your magnificence. Every aspect of your life is divinely guided. I ask that each of you shine your light brightly for others to see. Allow the world to feel the warmth of your radiance. It is now time, beloved ones, to step into your truth and fulfill your greater purpose. And do not fear, for I am always with you. Let each moment be filled with divine love, which is your birthright. Will you accept it? Allow this divine love to inspire you to reach new levels of greatness. You are fully supported throughout your journey. Do you feel the power of our divine connection? Tune into this power. Turn it up and let it warm the hearts of the people all over the vast universe. Let this love embrace everyone and create peace worldwide. Be the change that you wish to see in the world. Do not wait for another to take action first. Make peace a universal reality. Will you be an example of peace? Take a step in the direction of your magnificence. Be who you are. You are exactly where you are meant to be. Beloved ones, break free from that which holds you back. Let go of all the reasons and excuses. The future begins now. Let peace flow through you. When just one person desires peace, it lights the way for another to follow. You can make a difference. You are an extension of my divine love. You are here to help heal humanity, and you are so needed right now. Step out of that which you fear. Trust in who you are. Embrace your true potential. Accept what is, and lovingly follow your path as it unfolds. You are the source of all that is, and an instrument of the divine. Be an example of peace, love, and hope, and don't let light simply because it's shining in their eyes. On the positive, and walk in faith, and smile. You may not see it now, my child, but I am directing you. There is no fear in love. Please go with the flow. Tap into the unlimited source of love. Just say yes. You are filled with infinite power, and you are limitless. You are a source of love. Let your love vibrate throughout the universe. Your time is now. Seek to see peace within everything and everyone. The way of peace is the way of love, and love is the greatest power on earth. Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. I ask that each of you be messengers of peace, and let there be peace on earth. World peace starts from within. Beloved ones, treat your fellow man with love, compassion, and understanding. Let peace now begin with you. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Thank you, DC.
Oh, thank you, Barbara.
Okay. Now let's see what Jesus wants to flow out to us right now. My beloveds, some of you feel that your lives are just too much to handle. And we find this is true in those who are always looking for the complicated ways of being. We want to assure you that everything is actually fine. And we know that when we say this, some of you are just rolling your eyes and thinking, you just don't know my life. But the truth is, everything is fine. One of the ways that you can make the profound differences that you want to experience in your life is to let go. Let go of the need to have anything be complicated. Take everything to the simplest level. This is the level where you know what it is you want to experience, where you know what it is you want to create. Pull yourself back out of everybody else's thoughts and deeds and circumstances and the media and all of that other stuff and come back to you. Make it simple. When you are creating your life from the love within you, when you are doing the things that are going to make your life the way you truly want it to be. When you are allowing it to flow with grace and simplicity, that is where your power lies. It is not in controlling others. It is not in controlling the world. It is not in writing to your representatives and demanding that things change. It is looking at yourself. It is making the changes within you. It is making sure that you are vibrating with the energy of love, the energy of peace. It is in who you are being. You'll notice I said being, not doing. It is the energy of your being that has the most profound impact on your life and everyone in it. So you don't need to make things so complicated. You don't need to give your power away to friends and families and governments and religions and schools and all of the other places that you tend to give your power away to. For you to be you. And it is in that being of who you are that you have the most profound impact on everything and everyone, including you. So we encourage you to be in that energy of love, to allow yourself to have the wonderful, amazing, magical, magnificent life that you are destined to have by being a person having that life. We understand that when we talk about the simplicity of things, that for some of you this causes a bit of concern because you are not in the energy of simplicity. You are in the energy of complications. You think that if you would just figure out how to do this, that, or the other, then everything in your life would fall into place. But it's not your mind that is in control. Your mind is a tool. You use it to create. It does not have all of the answers for you. It wasn't designed to. You are more than a body. You are more than a mind. You are more than your thoughts. It is in who you are being that you are standing in your power. So stop thinking that you need to understand it all, because you won't. You can't. How can your mind understand what created it? You're asking the impossible. It is like you are taking a hammer, holding it up and saying, I want you to build me a house. Well, a hammer is just a tool. You can use it to build a house, but the hammer itself cannot do that because the hammer did not create itself. So remember that with you. Do not expect your tools to know more than they can possibly know. So what would your life be like if you were being love, pure, unconditional love? If you were being that love in every moment? We can tell you that you wouldn't be upset about anything. There would be nothing to be upset about. You would be making the choices that would keep you in that love, that would allow you to continue to be that love. And you wouldn't waste your time thinking about all of those things that get you all upset and stressed out and frustrated. Because why would you want to go there? You would be being love. So if you want to start changing your life, start recognizing who being. Are you being the unconditional love that you want to see in the world? Are you being the peace that you want the world to experience? Are you being the unlimited prosperity that you want to have in your life? Who are you being? All right, that's what Jesus wanted to share.
Wow, beautiful, Barbara. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Okay, well, we have some callers, and if those callers have questions, they can now press 1 and raise their hands, and we will go to them. And otherwise, you can just listen, and we will not bother you. Okay, we have a caller with their hand up. Okay, we have more than one. All right, here we go. We'll take the caller from area code 289. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Madeline. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Madeline.
I just wanted to give you some feedback, actually. It was very interesting that you had put out yesterday before you went to the Mass.
Okay.
A cousin of mine yesterday, I was, I guess, purging better than I've ever done in my life in concern for her health in cancer treatment. And she was having a really, like, the worst time leading into the week that she's had so far with the chemo. And, oh, my God, I was so surprised within hours of that Mass to see a post saying they were letting her out and she could continue her treatment from home, from her hometown. Because, you know, she's been out there on her own. It's 4.5 hours away from the hometown. My goodness, isn't God wonderful? Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
God works in mysterious ways, Madeline, and I along with Barbara, we're just vessels, and you're able to connect with us and, you know, hear us, talk to us. So I'm just so blessed. Thank you for, you know, sharing that with us.
It was, it is just powerful. Wonderful. Yes, because it makes you realize love is what it's about, and wow, how powerful it is. It can take you down and bring you up so quick in one day.
Yes.
So amazing, so amazing.
Yes, and I just, like I said, I'm blessed that because my area, I do have two beautiful places where miracles constantly occur, and, you know, people don't have to go to those places. Like I said, I went there and I represented every person.
It was wonderful. Thank you so much. Yeah, so, I mean, she still, you know, got a road to travel, but it was so instantly answered in what I have seen. It was so powerful, and her faith is so deep, so deep. And her strength, oh, my God, she teaches us so much. So she was so deserving, so deserving. So thank you for being a messenger of that prayer for me. It was so wonderful.
I'm honored. Thank you. You know, Madeline, I just feel so overwhelmed with love. I'm just here to help people. And Barbara helped me when I started on my path to understand everything. And that's why we do this, like, morning show, is to just help others. When you help others, it's just such a gift to yourself as well.
It is. It's sometimes the only thing you can do. You know, like the rest of it is out of your hands, just accepting it and seeing what you can do after that. It's the acceptance. It's the hardest part of it.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm honored that you took the time to call in and, you know, to let us know. That's
amazing.
Oh,
you guys, I feel so peaceful when I listen to you ladies. So your service is definitely enjoyed and welcome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Madeline.
You're welcome.
And Madeline, Madeline, mm-hmm. Jesus has a message for you if you are willing to receive it.
Absolutely.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you.
Beloved.
Thank you so much. Okay, have a great day, ladies.
We see that you are so much there for others, that you open your heart to be of service to them. And we find this delightful. We want you to make sure that you are also opening your heart for you, that you are allowing yourself to receive whatever it is that will make your life more joyous, that will allow your life to flow with grace and ease. Because we are not just looking out for others. We are also looking out for you. We are here for you. We love you. And we want you to be happy. We want you to feel the love and to be in that energy that allows miracles for you as well as for others. We know that you are often taught that life is about sacrificing yourself so that other people's lives can be better. And we'd like for you to know that we don't require that you sacrifice yourself. We love you. We want to give you anything and everything that your heart desires. You don't have to prove that you are good enough. We already know that you are. You deserve a beautiful, wonderful life. And you share your love with so many others. Please, don't forget yourself. You deserve love just as much as anyone else. And there is more than enough love for all, including you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Okay, Madeline, that's what he wanted you to know.
What a gift today. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling and sharing with us. We appreciate that.
Okay, have a great show.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to go to our next caller from area code 858. Hi, who's this?
This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. What can we do for you today?
I just wanted to know what's the best way that I can serve people.
So you want to know the best way that you can serve people.
Mm-hmm. Is it here? Is it in Africa? Where is it?
All right. DC, did you have an answer for Donna first?
What, Madeline? This is now Donna. Donna, what is it that brings you joy?
Working with children.
Okay, so working with children is going to help you to get on your life path, and you can work with children anywhere that feels right to you, okay? Just mm-hmm. have faith and have courage to know that, you know, you can move forward and there's nothing to be afraid of, and wherever you go, you're going to be a gift to everyone, okay?
Okay, and is that by myself, or do you see me with another person doing this? Do you see me with this other man doing that, working with other children throughout the world?
I'm getting, you know, with the man that you mentioned, that would be, you know, that's a great opportunity for you. That's a great choice.
The new man.
Yeah, but it could be yourself. It could be with whomever that you want. I mean, don't limit yourself.
Right.
Okay. You could wherever you want to start, just spread your love and you know, work with it. Oh, my cell phone. Excuse me. But work with it, hon. You have the ability. Just live your passion and stay positive.
Okay.
Because you're a gift. You're a gift to the world as well. And just, you know, wherever you start. But I do see a major change coming for you. And when this major change comes, hon, you're going to discover your real life's purpose, okay?
Do you see me moving to Los Angeles or Boston?
Okay, moving to Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a thumbs up from the angels.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So, okay. Like I said, you know what, just if there's something that you want, just envision it as it's already here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And I'm getting that you're going to have fulfillment of your biggest wishes, and just envision everything, you know, as the perfect picture that you see as you want it, and it's going to bring you closer, faster. And I'm getting that you're going to hear some kind of news coming soon, so be open to that.
What kind of news?
Something really good. It's going to make you really happy, and it's going to change everything. So
okay.
Now's really the time that you're supposed to, you know, begin this brand new life.
Okay.
Okay, and
okay.
Just
all right.
Have faith. Yeah, I'm getting the angels are just dropping now all around you, pink feathers.
I
and they're sort
that.
Of like purpley pink. I think that's fuchsia.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, Donna, get ready, get ready. You're going to have this beautiful transition, okay? So what I'm getting from them that you've got to sort of, there's a little bit of clutter around you. You've got to start getting rid of that clutter,
okay?
And I'm getting that you're going to have this beautiful move, and the angels are going to be with you, so there's nothing to be worried about. Stay calm. It's going to be very gentle, okay?
And what
the angels
finances?
Are divinely guided, okay? Know that this move is going to be positive. It's going to be exciting, okay? And just be open to this beautiful new space that you're going to have. And I just feel when you move, there's going to be positive, pure energy around you, hon.
Okay.
It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Beautiful. I could feel the energy myself, and it's just, it's beautiful. But you are divinely guided. So don't be afraid. Just embrace this change, okay?
Thank
You've
you.
Got to embrace it and be ready for all the good that is coming your way, hon.
I will.
I just
Thank
feel this
so
is going to be like an amazing, you know, new part of your life. One chapter closes so that another, you know, new chapter can begin. And you've got to watch your thoughts because the angels are saying, Donna, be, you know, just be mindful that our thoughts create our reality. You have the power to choose, you know, what frequency that you align with, okay?
Okay.
So align with the power of love, peace, and harmony.
Okay.
Okay, these are the energies that you're going to attract.
Okay.
And just, you know, tell the angels, you know, that you want to connect with their energy and let them know your dreams and everything. They're going to help you.
Okay.
So just sit there, feel the gratitude that, you know, in your heart that this is going to be a magical time for you. It's going to be beautiful. I see you manifesting, you know, a lot of material aspects coming into your life. You're manifesting a lot of beautiful things. Okay, so don't worry. Let the worrying, you know, let the angels worry about the hows and the whys, okay?
Okay. I'll do
and
it.
I'm getting that, you know, that you're a very beautiful spiritual person, and the angels have something really special in mind for you.
I like it. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm going to turn
thank
you over to Barbara, and thank you, and have a blessed day, Donna.
Thank you, too.
Okay, Donna, Jesus has a message for you, so here it is.
Okay.
I want you to understand that you have access to everything. This is something that so many people forget. You begin to believe what you've been taught, that there are limits to this and limits to that, and oh my, you have to prove yourself, and all of the hoops that you have to jump through in order to get through life. There is a part of you, deep within you, that already knows you have everything. Everything that you desire is yours. Everything that you wish for is yours. And the reason why you and most other people do not experience this is because you don't believe in it. You don't believe in you. You don't believe in the power within you. We spend all of your time trying to figure things out, thinking that if you know how this is going to work and how that is going to work, then you can make sure that it actually works. But again, you are using your brain for something that it is not intended to be used for. When you know, when you are being that unconditional love, things happen in your life in ways that you could never have imagined, that you could never have figured out. And it happens along with the energy that you are being. So when you are being of service to others, when it is coming from your heart, from the love within you, then that being is going to be perfect. It is going to be ideal. It is going to create what you desire. So please, get out of your head. You don't need to figure it all out. It does not need to be complicated. It does not need to be difficult. Be the energy that you seek. Be it. Just let yourself be. You have so much love to share with the world. And you are going to make a difference in the lives of so many others. And that is going to come from who you are being and the miracles that result. So relax and be and let go of the details. It's not your issue. It's not your concern. Be the love. That is who you are.
Thank you.
I love you
so much. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You are welcome.
Thank you. Have a wonderful, blessed day.
You too, sweetheart. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC. Our next question is from the chat room, and it is from Daniela. And she do just receive a message. She doesn't have any particular questions. She says, she just wants to know what's there for her.
Oh, how beautiful. Daniela, good morning. What I'm getting is look into your heart and you're going to know the truth. The angels are with you. They're going to support you. And they ask that you lean on them for courage and strength. And just please focus on what your true desires are. Okay, what I'm getting actually is that you have these beautiful healing hands and you are a healer and you're asked to really resonate with that beautiful energy. And this is a gift that's been given to you, Daniela. I don't know if you you are on a healing path as we are connecting, but if you're not, please embrace, this beautiful gift in the journey as it begins, okay? And if this is something that, you want to do, you can ask the angels to assist you, and they'll help you with all the details. But just know that, you are a healer, and you are a channel for divine grace, Daniela. And Barbara, that's my message for Daniela.
Okay. And Daniela is typing, so let's see. She says, yes, she has a few healing certifications. So, yes, she is a healer, and she's recognized that to a certain extent. All right, let's see what message Jesus has for you, Daniela. Beloved, sometimes you just try too hard. You just get so wound up in needing to do and do and do and do and do. We want you to relax. We want you to breathe. We want you to be. We want you to be in the energy that allows your life to flow. that allows you to open up, to bloom, to become the beautiful flower that you already are. You forget that you already are. There's no obstacles for you to overcome. You already are. Be in the energy that you want to experience. You don't have to wait. It's not something that's going to happen next week, next month, next year. You already are. Let that sink in. Allow yourself to accept that truth. And you can feel that your mind is giving you all of this information about how this is not true, because just let all of that go. Go and go down to the depths within you, to that knowing that you already are. And just breathe. And just be. And when you come from this knowing that you already are, that everything you ask for is already there for you, it's all been taken care of already. And let go of everything that tells you otherwise. Because when you are in that energy of knowing and being what you already are, then you are standing in your power. You are open to miracles. You are open to love and to your own life. And while in some ways what we are saying is the simplest thing in the world to do, we also know that for so many of you, it is the most complicated thing in the world to do. And that is because you want to think about it. Stop thinking about it. Just be. And we're not telling you to shut your brain down and not have any thoughts. You can think anything you want. But don't take it as the truth. Don't take it as something important. It's just a thought. So let it go. And be. And when you are in this beautiful love that you already are, all things are possible. Even though you can't figure out exactly how it's going to work or why it's going to work, which is fine because you don't need to. Just be. Be in the energy of the love that you are. And allow your life to flow from that love. Just be. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to think. Just be. And we love you so much. And we are so pleased that you are opening up to loving yourself. And the more love you allow, the more love you feel, the more love you are being, the more love you are living. Be the love that you are. Be the light that you are. Just be. Okay, Danielle, that's what Jesus wanted to share with you. I feel so nice and warm and fuzzy now. All right, DC. Oh. Are you still there? Are you awake?
am. You know what? I have my seatbelt on. I'm just like floating here. I'm here, but I'm not like completely here. I mean, what I experienced yesterday, it's still with me, and I'm sort of like a little spacey yet. I don't know. It's just like such an overwhelming feeling.
Okay. That's good. Just keep that seatbelt on and enjoy the ride.
Yes, yes.
Well, we've answered all of our questions for today. And thank you all so much for calling in and being in the chat room and asking your questions and receiving these beautiful messages, because everybody gets to share in this beautiful energy with you. So I know my day is really starting out great.
It is. And Barbara, I just have one more little message. We're being asked to have faith in the unseen.
Okay.
And that basically my last message, that we, you know, as long as that we have faith and we know that, you know we have that knowing everything is going to unfold in, you know, in the perfect time, it will. And all we have to do is really believe in that. Yeah. So that was my message that I was guided in for everyone.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you, everyone. And we will be back here on Blog Talk next Thursday morning. So please join us. And, of course, you're free to ask your questions when we're here. And we will do the regular recording on Tuesday. And I get the feeling that that's going to move to Blog Talk probably next month. So everything changes as it is time for it to change. And that's the way life works. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. And we hope that you have a beautiful day of just being. We love you. Bye-bye.
We love you. Bye.